Okay, 10:321 Sunday morning. This is a new teaching, and I don't know how many parts there'll be to it, but we're going to start with part one. What does God's Word have to say about the occult? Ephesians 5:11 says, "And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them." What really sparked this series of teaching is the mixture that is spreading out all over the world through social media of Christianity and the occult. People that identify themselves as Christian are Christians dabbling in things that are clearly the occult and thinking that it is God. I would like to clear up any misconceptions concerning this area. Maybe they just don't know what God and His Word has to say about the matter. One of the most unsettling areas is a practice of remote viewing. The people that are involved in this make no bones about the fact that they are Christians. Neither do they seem to be novice in the knowledge they convey, but they practice this and believe it is God. What is remote viewing? Here's what it is. A specific clairvoyance or extrasensory perception. Remember when ESP was big, like in the 60s and 70s? All the shows had ESP. It was a big thing. Harper's Encyclopedia of Mystical and Paranormal Experiences defines remote viewing as seeing remote or hidden objects clairvoyantly with the inner eye or in alleged out-of-body travel. For example, if an object is locked in a container in a room, I'll keep reading. There is a man on social media that was injured and died, and for 30 minutes he said had a vision from God. He talks about a lot of things, and he says that God showed him all these things, but they are not in line with the scriptures. So I'm wondering if he's in this astro travel, what I was just talking about, this right here. They see hidden objects remotely, clairvoyantly with the inner eye, or in alleged out-of-body travel. Say they're going places and they're seeing things and they're saying it's God, but if it doesn't line up with the scriptures, how can you say it's God? Okay. Maybe this is the problem. He's being led by a spirit, all right, but not the Holy Spirit. I don't know this for sure. Like I said, he's a very kind man and I know he loves the Lord, but there's just some weirdness there. This is why I tell you often to not just take anyone and everyone's vision or dream at face value, especially when it's out there and not based on Scripture. Fact is, God shares things with us as individuals, and more than likely they are personal and not to be aired to anyone else, unless God tells you to air it to someone else. Okay. Another term we're hearing a lot about, especially concerning the GCR, is Gaia. G-A-I-A. That weirds me out when that term comes up. Right here, Gaia is the mother goddess, or you could say Mother Earth. I have heard Christian teachers using this term. It is a demon. There is no Mother Earth, only Father God. We are living in a time where these demonic entities are out in force to deceive. This is an information war, and this is how Satan operates to take over the minds of men. That is what this war is all about. This is why we are warned what we're to do. This is 2 Corinthians 10. Verse 3. We're not fighting a physical war. I know the military is, but we are not. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. This particular man I'm talking about, he believes there's universes beyond universes and there's all kinds of people, races, and things on other planets, and he has all the names for them, and we have a prison on Mars, and we have this on the moon, and we have this, and it's just everywhere all over the place. And they criticize people that believe in flat earth And so they just hemmed us in with this 6,000-year thing. I'm thinking, that 6,000-year thing is biblical. And what bothers me is they have millions and millions and millions of listeners all over the world. I said, Lord, I'm just trying to get to the next program on Sunday morning. See how frustrating? It ought to be the church's voices going forth to millions, to millions, to millions, to millions, not these Looney Tunes. Now you see the warfare. You see what's going on. And I believe this person's well-meaning, sincere with all their heart, but sincerely wrong in some areas. It's very obvious to me. It's becoming more obvious to the point that you just have to quit listening to them. Even though they have good intel on certain things, if they just stick with what they're good at and quit all this other stuff. Quote, here's a quote by C.S. Lewis. There are two equal and opposite eras into which our race can fall about the devils. One is to disbelieve in their existence. The other is to believe and to feel an excessive and unhealthy interest in them. They themselves are equally pleased by both eras and hail a materialist or a magician with the same delight. Those who, get out of town, that's all, that's none of that's the real. Another one, one under every rock. Yeah. The only good demon is one that's been taken out by a Christian. That's the way I can just, that's the only good one. All right, we're going to look at some scriptures here, because I don't want us to be deceived in any way. And by this teaching, you may begin to see some of the people you're listening to, they might be dabbling in some areas that they shouldn't be dabbling in. All right, 1931, Leviticus 1931. We're looking at familiar spirits and wizards. All right. Regard not them that have familiar spirits, neither seek after wizards to be defiled by them. I am the Lord your God. All right. I have the best of my ability described what these things are. All right. There was not an explanation in the Bible for familiar, so I just had to go with the dictionary. So familiar means being familiar in knowing how someone thinks. Well, I know them. I know how they think. I remember Brother Hagin would say that these things, that the spirit hang around families. He would say a familiar spirit, they hang around families for generations, and they know the ins and outs and the weaknesses and the things of the families, and that's how they operate. Uses it against them, okay? They learn to manipulate your thinking processes. Well, you know, your dad had this, or your mom had this, or blah, blah, blah. That's the only tool they have. See, that's why our warfare is taking down those thoughts, enabling those thoughts, because that's where the enemy comes in your thoughts. Okay, Proverbs 23:7, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Proverbs 4:23, keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. So if they can convince you to think in these thinking processes as you think, so you are. That's how these devils work, okay? The heart here, in both instances, these two scriptures, is the feelings and the intellect. All right, now let's go to, wait a minute. Yeah, okay. Leviticus 20, 6 and 7. And the soul that turneth after such as have familiar spirits and after wizards to go a-whoring after them, I will even set my face against that soul, will cut him off from among his people. Sanctify yourselves therefore and be ye holy, for I am the Lord your God. All right, we're going to read a few scriptures here, and then we'll get to what a wizard is. Deuteronomy 18:11. or a charmer, or a consulter with familiar spirits, or a wizard, or a necromancer. He's saying don't do what the nations do. All right, in the Strong's, the word wizard is a knowing one. A knowing one. You need to really be careful here because they know things outside of God's word. They add to God's word. Just like Eve in Genesis. The devil said to her, well, the Lord told us we can't eat of the tree. And she said, well, I can't even touch it. He said, has God said that you shouldn't eat of the tree? That he just doesn't want you to be like him, like God. If you eat this, you'll be like God. Well, they already were, made in his image and likeness. But he deceived her. Okay? This is a satanic tactic, this extra knowledge that God didn't let you in on. He convinced her, well, God left you out of the loop. See, you don't know this, but... And even in the book of Enoch, it talks about this extra knowledge they brought, the forging of weapons, the making of apothecary, you know, and all these things. Okay? This was the start of this invasion in the earth. This right here has destroyed everything it mixes with. Noah and the Ark, the Tower of Babel, Sodom and Gomorrah, other things. Today. Okay. We must be careful with the extra books. You know the ones they found under the Vatican. How do we know they are from the writing of the Holy Spirit? This is how I look at those books. If it mentions that book in the 66 books that we have, then I will think you are safe to read it. There are several mentioned. Enoch, Jubilees, Jasher. I think there's a couple others, but I couldn't think of them. The books that we have are that we have that have survived all these centuries are inspired by God. And if that is all we have, they are enough. We have the Holy Spirit, the teacher of the church, to help us, to keep us on track. He leads and guides us into all truth. We have to trust the Holy Spirit. This scripture, 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Everything that is going on in our world today, the Lord showed me on my journey for truth, and all of it was in the 66 books that we currently have. I found every bit of it. Okay. It is there, and the Holy Spirit shows the way. Wizards are not the teacher of the church. Demon means knowledge, not God's knowledge, but that extra knowledge that entices you away from God. Let me let you in on a secret knowledge that gets man in trouble. It's what the devil always says. Well, yeah, but hath God said? Did he tell you this? Oh, Lord. James 2. Thou believest that there is one God, thou doest well. The devils also believe and tremble. Well, they know we're coming down to the wire and their day is done. They're trembling. All right, that's just the first part. We'll pick up with the second part next week.